Every month we talk about arts. We add an access, and that brings us to the forum, our Arts and Access Forum. It's a monthly discussion about the vibrant life of disabilities in Grand Rapids, partnered between the Kent County and the Disability Advocates of Kent County and our DisArt. That would be you, Christine Morse, Program Manager, Community Relations and Education with DAKC. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Shelley.
Jill Benn, Managing Director, DisArt. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
You're quite welcome. Happy first day of March. We made it, and here we are, March, an important month because there's a Laugh Fest that's going on. So, goodness gracious, ladies, I'm going to start with you, Christine. What's happening?
Well, happy to be here to talk about our third experience with Laugh Fest. It was so much fun last year when we had it at Gilda's Club, and there was only room to stand. Yes. So there were so many people there. You were there too, Shelley.
Yeah.
Yes. It was so fun. We decided to do it again this year.
But in a different venue?
Yes, this year. We're very fancy. We're at the Grand Rapids Art Museum.
Good. We'll talk about that. I want to continue with you before I go to you, Jill. You have what, interactive discussions in order to engage and teach people how to interact with individuals?
Yeah, we thought that this was a perfect opportunity because we're out there in the community. As you know, we have the disability decorum discussion, and we're always talking with business partners and organizations on how do you interact with different individuals with various disabilities. It kind of falls along the same line, so we're going to keep participating.
So it's good to laugh. And no matter what area that each day brings. DisArt Laugh Fest, this partnership, this year's event, my notes tell me March 16th, this process of choosing the venue and the comedian. Take it away, Jill.
Yeah, so actually, as Christine was talking, one of the things that we want to do on this program is help distinguish Disability Advocates of Kent County from DisArt, and then find that we do collaborate in lots of ways. But what's really interesting and wonderful to hear Christine talk about is the disability decorum that they're doing and the work that they're doing in learning how to be comfortable with people who have different ways of living life, right, and disabilities, whatever their experience may be. So when that's happening, that falls right into the work that we're doing because DisArt is so focused on getting audience to spaces and to experiences and out and about and have a vibrant life in the community. And we work specifically with arts and cultural organizations, which is why we're thrilled, like Disability Advocates of Kent County, to be in our third year of working with Laugh Fest, an incredible partner who gets it. And I say they get it because early on, just in our first or second year, they started talking to us about space and what happens if we have a venue that doesn't have an elevator to the second floor, and what do you think about that? And the fact is that they're starting to think about those things and caring about who's going to be visiting their spaces, which gets to the process this year. Was one step even further is that they partner with a production company called KBO Group, who is who we also have built a incredible partnership with, beginning with our fashion show, and we work with them closely. So we went into a couple different spaces to assess how they're going to be, or is it going to make sense for the group of people that we're hoping to host for the Laugh Fest event. And KBO was there, and they just get it. And Laugh Fest gets it. And we don't have to explain things in the same way. They figure out, here's the monitors, here's where the sign language interpreter. I mean, they just know how it's going to be. And with DisArt, we just get these little tingles and we say, this is so exciting to have partners in the community who we don't have to explain things. And that's what we're hoping with the work that Disability Advocates of Kent County is doing, is that we get to the point where as individuals, we don't have to explain things as well, as much either. And people are more comfortable in these spaces. So for us, I just wanted to point out that that process is really important. And we really appreciate partners that are willing to listen and to think creatively and to work with us in this.
The ship is sailing and sailing well. What do we have to look forward to from DisArt and Laugh Fest this year then, Jill?
So this year is our second year of bringing in a specific talent with Laugh Fest. Mm-hmm. The first year we had a talk, more panel discussion. Yes. But the last 2 years, last year and this year, we have talent. So last year we sold out the Wealthy Theater with a a comedian named Drew Lynch.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that was fantastic. And this year we're bringing in another comedian. His name is Samuel Comro. And I love his little tagline. I think it says, "I got 99 problems, but a twitch ain't one of them." He has grown up with Tourette's syndrome, and it's his life. I've watched some or YouTube videos, and it's just about being authentic and getting in a space and, focusing on life. So it's fun.
So give me specifics then of where to find him and this event.
Yes. So it will take place on March 16, which is a Thursday at 7 p.m., the third floor of the Bob. Very accessible. We will have a sign language interpreter. We'll also have live captioning. We're also in that space through this relationship with American Loop Services. There's going to be a temporary loop for hearing people with hearing impairments that they can connect and turn on a little switch on their hearing aids, and the sound goes directly to their ears. And so because we're working with LaughFest in this case, American Hearing Loop Services decided to donate the temporary loop for all the events happening in that space. So if you go to the third floor Bob any other time and you have a hearing aid and that's helpful, that will help. But this event is specifically on March 16 at 7 p.m.
Floor of the Bob. Is this, what's it rated?
It's really rated R, or rated R really, however LaughFest does it. So
it's neat. Well, thank you for that. The show will be, I appreciate the work Disart and LaughFest doing to make the event as inclusive and welcoming as possible. It fits the mission of our conversation. So, Christine, let's talk about your plans for disability advocates.
Okay, sounds great. You know, and the synergy on this show is always so much fun because we, of course, are friends and family with the Disart organization, and working together on these events is so much fun. LaughFest has been a great partner. We are actually talking about our event at the Grand Rapids Art Museum, like I had mentioned, and it's on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, goodness, fun.
I know, right? It's going to be so fun. And the doors open at 6:30, but the actual event starts at 7, right there in that main beautiful room right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And we decided to do something different. Last year, we had a really funny panel. They were hilarious, right? This year, we decided to do a different event, more like a moth-like event. So we are actually holding auditions. We already held auditions, and guess what? We have one spot available.
Oh.
Right? So
okay. This
is for the community. We asked community partners, just people who thought that maybe they are funny, and they wanted to try their hand at stand-up comedy. We invited them to come into auditions, and it was a blast, that part of it, so we know the event's going to be nice.
But if one listener out there says, hey, I want my share of this, he or she should bring it on. Are we looking at those with disabilities as our comedians?
We are. We are encouraging all individuals with disabilities to apply for the auditions. Of course, we're not going to single out and segregate and make sure that everyone, but we are asking that if they have a disability, that would be very helpful.
Great.
How do we, for that one spot left, how do we make that call or get involved?
The project manager at our organization is Maddie, so they can call 616-949-1100 and ask for Maddie. And then we're even thinking, if you can't come in personally for showing us what you've got, then let's just talk over the phone.
Great. Again, volunteer and get involved, because it is all about partnerships and laughing. Third year partnering with LaughFest. Jill, what are some of your beginning take-home comments?
Wow. Like I said earlier, it's just been a great experience. They are a great team to work with. They get it. They ask questions. They want to learn. I think they're open to feedback. And the fact that both Disability Advocates of Kent County and Disart came on in the same year, it just says that the ball's been moving, and it's just going to continue. So we're excited to continue this relationship with LaughFest moving forward.
Great. All right. What are my take-home messages here, contact information, I trust, and final details, Christine.
What
If they want to find out about more specifics on the event, they can visit our website in the Happening Now section, disabilityadvocatesyoucan'tcom.com, and they can call, ask us any questions that we have. We always want to make sure that we're encouraging everyone to participate with Laugh Fest and providing for that wonderful cause that they're pulling for over there.
Great. And as Laugh Fest soon kicks off, the one event on the 16th?
Yes. Yes. And so we have been directing people. You can either go to our website, disartfestival.org, to get information, but an even more direct route would be just to go to the laughfest.org website, type in Samuel Comroe, and you'll get all the information you need.
And wear your green on St. Patrick's Day to hear these moth venues. Christine Morse and Jill Vinn, thank you on behalf of our Arts and Access Forum, a monthly discussion about the vibrant life of disabilities in Grand Rapids. Thanks for your great time, and we'll speak again in April. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.